New York State, and much of the nation, has made tremendous strides in reducing smoking rates. In the mid-1960s, for example, nearly half of Americans smoked. It's roughly half that nationwide now, and even lower still in New York. The successes have come as a result of scientific findings that have linked smoking to lung cancer and other health problems. Those scientific breakthroughs also identified the health risks faced by non-smokers who were exposed to secondhand smoke from tobacco products. As a result, new laws were passed that dramatically limited smoking in public places, increased the price of cigarettes through tax hikes, limited tobacco companies' advertising campaigns, and put new programs in place to educate smokers, the public, and in particular children, about the hazards of smoking. But that doesn't mean that big tobacco has given up. Far from it. They keep thinking up new and ingenious ways to peddle their deadly products. Public health supporters must continually monitor the industry and devise new responses to the industry's work. Take, for example, the sale of cigars. Although cigarette smoking has been slowly declining, total consumption of cigars in the United States has increased dramatically since 1993, reversing a decline in consumption that had persisted for most of the 20th century. Between 2000 and 2011, for example, cigar consumption increased by nearly 125%, while cigarette consumption declined by nearly one-third. While the health risks of cigar smoking are not the same as cigarette smoking, cigar smoke is composed of the same toxic and carcinogenic constituents found in cigarette smoke. Some cigar smokers inhale, while others do not. But any cigar use increases health risks compared to those who do not use tobacco at all. Cigar smoking, like cigarettes, causes cancer and increases risks of heart disease. Moreover, many youth and adult users are now smoking cigars, especially smaller ones, with full inhalation, just like cigarettes. Cigar smoking is the second most common form of tobacco use among youth. Government surveys have found that more than 1 in 6 high school boys currently smoke cigars. Each day, almost 3,000 kids under the age of 18 try cigar smoking for the first time. In some states, youth cigar smoking equals or surpasses youth cigarette smoking among the same populations. That data is the same in Montana, and Wisconsin, and Maryland. All of those states have higher smoking rates for boys using cigars than they do cigarettes. One reason youth cigar smoking rates are high among certain demographics is because cigars are being marketed in a range of kid-attractive flavors, such as candy, fruit, and chocolate. Those government surveys found that the majority of high school cigar smokers use flavored cigars. In fact, more than 1 in 6 high school students in Florida have tried a flavored cigar. In Maryland, almost 80% of high school cigar smokers use flavored cigars. The marketing of candy-flavored cigars and other tobacco products is not some accident. The industry knows exactly what it is doing. In one internal document, a tobacco executive wrote in a memo entitled, "Youth Cigarette, New Concepts," quote, "It is a well-known fact that teenagers like sweet products. Honey might be considered." Well, that exec strategy has come true. Cigars like Swisher Sweets come in cherry, strawberry, peach, and grape flavored. Captain Black little cigars are known in peach rum, Tahitian cherry, and Madagascar vanilla varieties. And then there's HBI International, which produces tobacco wrappers in more than 30 flavors, including milk chocolate, peaches and cream, mango, bubble gum, and chocolate chip cookie dough. Yum. In New York, state lawmakers have introduced legislation to prohibit the sale of flavored tobacco products. That's one law New York needs on its books. That's all for now. Be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.